time again for StoryCorps, traveling the country recording your story. Last week, we heard remembrances of the Great Depression. Today, we revisit that time with sisters Evelyn Palmer and Doreen McCoy. They were just children when the Depression hit their community in Nebraska. Recently, the sisters recalled how their family packed up, took to the road, and started a new life.
When we made the final move to Oklahoma from Nebraska, I was 13.
Yeah, I was 11. Our folks had to have this grocery store. You know, they did a credit business. They let people charge groceries. And the crash came about that time. And the people were out of work. They were honest people, but they just didn't have the money to pay their bills. So in 1935, Daddy sold the store.
And we were headed to Oklahoma. But before we left town, Mama, she went around and told all the people that owed us money. She said, "We are moving to Oklahoma, and we're not coming back, and in lieu of money, we'll take personal property."
Mom and Dad drove that Model T truck loaded to the hilt with stuff, and our uncle drove a 1928 Chevrolet pulling a big old trailer. Mom and Dad went ahead in the truck. And Uncle Glenn and you and I came along later in the car. Of course, the roads weren't paved. They were just gravel. So rather than be real close and eat all that dust, we stayed back a mile or so. But on the way down, do you remember that we had a flat tire? And it was dark. Uncle Glenn, of course, knew how to change the tire, but we had no light. Of course, you were 13 years old. You were Miss Pris. And so you had a compact.
Oh, yeah.
So you stood in front of the headlights and reflected the light back
with my makeup
with your
mirror.
So he could change that tire. And wasn't that ingenious, I tell you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I know that when we got to Oklahoma and unpacked the truck, I was amazed at all the stuff. Some of it I'd never seen before.
Yeah.
But it was what the people had forfeited for their grocery bill that they owed our parents.
That's Evelyn Palmer and her sister Doreen McCoy, recorded in Jackson, Mississippi. And we here at Morning Edition want to congratulate StoryCorps for winning a prestigious Peabody Award. The selection board called StoryCorps a, quote, deceptively simple, invaluable project that encourages people to record their oral histories. To find out how you can participate and to subscribe to the StoryCorps podcast, go to npr.org.